Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. Just last week when I was in New York, I visited the Motherhood Center, an amazing center in the heart of New York that runs day programs as well as longer stay programs for new mums. Mums who might be struggling with the transition, mums who are facing postnatal depression or anxiety, and also mums who just want more support, who are very aware of the transformation they're going through, their feelings, their worries about it, and want to make sure that they get the right support right at the beginning. And as I walked through this center and saw the room where everybody sat in a circle feeding their babies and talking, the yoga and art therapy room, the nursery where the cots are for the babies so the mothers can have a break and the babies sleep, I just was overwhelmed with this feeling of, oh, if only this was available for all of us. If only there was this safe space where we could go, literally cocooned away from the world, surrounded by the most beautiful women who are there solely to support us and figure out what this now means to be a mother. I remember when I first had my first daughter, 11 years ago now, I spent every day for the first few weeks as a day patient back in the maternity ward at the hospital. My daughter was born with congenital torticollis, which meant that she couldn't turn her head to one side. Her muscles hadn't developed and her jaw was what they called windswept. It was not fully formed. She also had her foot pressing up against her shin and the poor little thing was so uncomfortable and we needed daily physio. She also wouldn't breastfeed because of the pain from her neck. And so every day I would push that pram down the hill to the hospital, absolutely exhausted after another night of no sleep, scared and overwhelmed and unsure of what the hell I was doing. And I'd check back in as a day patient in the hospital and it felt like I could finally breathe. I was surrounded by people who knew what they were doing and that's so what I needed as a scared new mum. And we would do physio for Scarlett and breastfeeding clinic for me. And I would sit in those breastfeeding chairs and have cups of tea with the biscuits that they have at hospitals that always taste so much better at hospital, those biscuits and tea. And in that space, I learnt who I was as a new mum. I had the most amazing breastfeeding specialist, a man actually, who taught me how to read the signs of my baby. He would hold Scarlett up and look at her and say, "What's going on with you today?" while she had this little cry. And he'd just watch her for a few seconds and figure out what that cry meant. And he would talk to me about it, saying to me, "Look, Amy, she's not hungry. She's doing this with her mouth. Look, Amy, look how she's pulling her legs up. She's got gas. Look at this, look at that." And taught me every day for weeks what to do, how to trust my instincts, how to even hear my instincts. And Although the following months were still exceptionally hard of motherhood, partly because of the thyroid disease I then went on to develop. But the grounding that I had in those first few weeks, being able to walk back in to that environment every single day. As my husband went off to work, I would walk back to the hospital, stay there all day and come back at the end of the day and face the night alone. But at least I knew the next day I'd have support again. I honestly don't think I could have got through those first few weeks without that. I do not know how I would have survived or what state I would have been in if I hadn't had the opportunity to be able to walk back in to that safe environment every day and be surrounded by non-judgmental people, experts really, who were willing to hold the space for me so I could learn and grow. And when I walked into the Motherhood Center in New York last week, I saw the same thing. A space where we're allowed to not know what we're doing. A space where we're allowed to cry and say, I am terrified that my life is changing. In conversations with the beautiful carers at the Motherhood Center, I heard the same stories that I hear from all of you. That yes, the reality of the physical task of raising our babies, of the breastfeeding and the sleep deprivation and understanding how to settle them and how to wrap them and how to understand them is overwhelming. But at the same time, we are as equally, if not more, overwhelmed by what's happening to us. Our whole life has just changed. Every element of us has just changed, from our body to our relationships to our income status to our place in the world. Suddenly, we don't even care about our job. We don't even care what's happening in the world, maybe, because we are so consumed with what is right in front of us, which is new motherhood. We so need to do that differently. We so need to support each other and mothers as a whole in surrounding them with the right skills and tools at the beginning. And I saw that so clearly when I walked back into that Motherhood Center, because it took me right back to the Women's and Children's Hospital in North Adelaide 11 years ago, where I too walked in there every day like a sponge. Tell me what to do. Show me how to do this. I don't know who I am anymore. What I now know, and I've shared with all of you, is that that was the beginning of matrescence. That is the beginning of the birth of me, of this next season of my life. As women, we could break our life up into core seasons. We have our early childhood years, then we have our teen years, then we have our independence, then we have motherhood. And that each season and cycle of being a woman comes with massive upheaval, and we must be supported through that. And what I can see now is that in that moment of matrescence, in that moment of me birthing a new season of my life, that space that I could walk into every day not only held the space for my daughter, but held the space for me to not know what this was either. Really, in that space, I received the compassion and the knowledge and the wisdom that we should be giving to all women. And of course, my time at the hospital had to come to an end. Scarlett's neck got so much better after daily physio, and by 6 weeks you could hardly even tell that her face was unevenly shaped and her neck didn't turn properly. And so I was discharged, sent back out into the world, assumed that I knew what I was doing and I was ready. And this is the second part that I've really learned about matrescence. I still have moments of feeling like that woman who just wanted to walk into the Women's and Children's Hospital every day and be surrounded by people who knew what they were doing and sit at their feet and hear their wisdom. I still have moments as a mother where I wish I could walk into a room like the Motherhood Center and have these loving feminine arms wrapped around me and told that I'm doing a good job, that it's okay, that this is all part of the process. I am still in matrescence. I am still birthing the next me. My youngest is only just 5. I have been doing this for 11 years, but I have been continuously relearning and growing and figuring this out. And even though I am unrecognizable from that woman who walked into that birth center and breastfeeding room 11 years ago, there are still parts of me that are brand new. There's still parts of me that are being birthed every day. I am still figuring this out, and I still need a place where I can go to and have that wisdom around me. Some of us get that from our girlfriends. Some of us get it from the hospitals and the health system around us. For me, I've found it in my yoga studios. I've found it in online communities. I've even found it in books. I've gathered the wisdom around me on an ongoing basis to help me understand what's happening, who I want to be, how this all feels. And if we can't have that support in a center at the end of the road, then we have to find it elsewhere. Because this doesn't stop. It doesn't change. We continuously need that safe space. Because this is the birth of a new season in our life. And I really believe that until we accept that we're growing and changing, until we really accept that there's wisdom and knowledge we need to feel good about ourselves, we're not meant to do this on our own. We're not meant to move through these seasons of life as a woman on our own. We're meant to have secret meetings with older women, elders, who tell us it's okay, this is part of the process. If you try this and if you do that, then it will make it easier. If we have that around us, it would make such a difference. So if you listening to this are still feeling like you're trying to figure it out too, just like me, if you still have moments of wishing you could just walk into a place that had all of the support you needed and sat down and someone handed you a warm cup of tea and a sweet biscuit and said, "How are you today?" then please go out and find that as best you can. Find it in books, in online communities, in programs, in people, in your friends. Because this is what we need as mothers and as women. I hope that this podcast is one place that you can come to and feel that support. I really do. My new program, just a simple 7-day program, has pulled together all that I have learned about matrescence in the last few months. I wanted to create a step one program, something that was the beginning. A very first step into, okay, whoa, what's happening with me? What is this matrescence thing? I wonder what this means for me and what do I do about it? It's just self-paced, an email a day for 7 days, and helps you, I hope, understand and be more compassionate about what is happening to you right now. And I hope this podcast and Happy Mama continue to be a place where you can get your cup of tea and a sweet biscuit and listen and feel supported. Until next week, Sat Nam.